Hello, welcome again to the Heavenly Father's Last Call. I thank you for being here today with us, joining us. We have another fantastic show, and I hope that we can bless our nation. Again, when I say our nation, I'm talking about the 12 tribes of Israel. But first, my name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel.
And again, we here for our nation. When I speak of our nation, I talk about the 12 tribes of Israel. I'm speaking specifically of Native Americans, Latinos, and Afro-Americans, which is made up of the 12 tribes of Israel. So I hope that you can get some understanding. And we want to thank the Heavenly Eternal Father for giving us another day, a platform where we can send this message out to our nations. And also, I pray that that y'all will get a good understanding. So we want to also speak about some of the other ministries we do have. And we do have a lot more ministries. You can find it at the Upper Room, which is UPPEROM, Israelite.com, ISRAELITE.com, Israelite.com. And we have several different ministries there. And our brother Yaquab has a similar program that he does too with Radio Blog Talk. He does a video on Wednesday on, he does a video on Tuesdays, and he does a radio show on Wednesdays and Fridays. So you can find all of that in the Upper Room. Like again, Upper Room, Israelite.com. Okay, so being though that's all said, today our topic will be restoration and judgment. Restoration and judgment. Now, you know, I always like to start this off with a scripture that helps us to get a thorough appreciation of our restoration and judgment. So the first scripture I'll start out with is Joseph 15:14. And it says, "And also the nation who they serve, I will judge. Afterward, they will come out with many possessions." Okay. Now, it's talking about our restoration. Okay. And it did say he's going to judge the nation. You see, it's almost a twofold meaning to this. When it's our restoration, it's the nation's judgment.
Right.
But if we under judgment, it's the nation's restoration. You see, so you can't have it both ways. It's either one way or the other. So we're talking about now the present time that we're in is the nation's restoration and it's our judgment. But soon, as we can see the Eternal Heavenly Father taking off the plagues and taking off these things from our nation, so now it's going to be the nation's judgment and our restoration,
right?
You see? So we got two different things that's occurring, you see? And this is how it's been all throughout history. As you read the pseudepigraphic books, you'll see that either we were being blessed and the nations were serving us,
right?
Or the nations was being blessed and we were serving them.
Yeah.
Right. So it just show you the two parts of restoration and judgment. And it also speaks, now this time, we know also when Moses and Aaron and them came out of their judgment, at the end it says they came out with many possessions.
Right.
And even in our when this occurs again, for us to be restored, we should come out
right
with many possessions. See, we're going to possess the fine good things which was already ours that was taken from us for our judgment. We're going to regain what we lost again.
Right.
And And these things is coming soon, as we can see, as we going through this reality, you know, and the Heavenly Father is increasing our knowledge. So we see that we are about to go into, which is called our second Exodus.
Right.
So, brothers, another thing, you know, that I would like to bring to our attention is that, yeah, the wicked, they're gonna have to pay for what they've done to us. You see, the Heavenly Father, eternal Heavenly Father, is gonna make them pay. And give me another scripture, Isaiah 13:11. I would like to read. And Isaiah 13:11, it says, "I will punish the world for its evil, and the wicked for their iniquity. I will also put an end to the arrogance of the proud and abase the haughtiness of the ruthless."
Right.
Now, when you think about that scripture, right, it brings me to a particular people that has a lot of pride and a lot of boasts, you see. The Heavenly Father, he's showing you this scripture for a reason.
Right.
And the people that I'm talking about is Esau, Edomites. You know, they have a lot of pride. They have, you know, and they're real arrogant. And the Heavenly Father sees it.
Right.
And this is why the Heavenly Father said, you know, he's going to punish them for this. You see, their wickedness, their iniquities, you know, these people is ruthless. Look what they have done to our nation over the years. They punished us,
right,
enslaved us,
right,
killed us, and they're still doing it today. So the Heavenly Father is going to answer this. You see, he's going to answer this, brother. He's going to answer this, and he's going to answer it soon, you
right,
know?
Right.
So we can see that the Heavenly Father is speaking not just Esau, but he's speaking also of other nations that have us in captivity too, that punished us too. They're going to receive their portion of their punishment too from the Heavenly Forefather. You know, they ain't exempt from punishment, but I'm talking mainly about Esau. You know, they done us the worst.
Right.
So they will have their turn of judgment on them too.
Right, right. And I'm going to read some out the Colvin Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going, now this is the type of men that my brother is talking about. They never knew the eternal Heavenly Father, and they never will. That's why he said he put spirits on Ishmael and Esau and Amalek, that they may not come anywhere near him. And that right there is in the pseudepigraphal book. But I'm in the Colvin Bible in Gleanings, and we're going to read about this type of man that he just spoke of. And the eternal Heavenly Father, he called them fools.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "The fools on earth who shut their eyes and complain because they stumble. It said the ignorant who choose to walk in darkness, and the apathetics, which they choose the path of ease and comfort."
Mm-hmm.
See? And like I said, the earth is not a place of pleasure, but of training and instruction and learning. But they choose to take comfort. Then it say, "Have no knowledge of me." See? The eternal Father, you know, they have no clue. He's on the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob alone. Then it said, "Their hopes are sterile." It said, "Their choice is of darkness."
Mm-hmm.
It said, "Their choice is ignorance." It said, "Their choice is epithets of ridicule." It said, "Their learning is futile."
Mm-hmm.
It said, "Their thoughts are fruitless, and their deeds are without purpose." It said, "Though man is born in ignorance, and this man is born in ignorance and in darkness." And that's the type of individual that my brother is just speaking about,
mm-hmm,
which is Esau.
Mm-hmm. And we can see that today. If you just look at everything that Esau doing today, you know, the majority of Esau is wickedness.
Right.
These wars that is taking place all over the earth is because of who? Esau. When you look at the situation just happening right here in the United States, you know, our nation being shot down, killed, starving, you know, food, all of this stems from Esau.
Right.
You see, Esau has a hand in everything.
Right, right. And I'm going to say something about Esau, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing about Esau is this. He is a creature of, he knows no peace.
Mm-hmm.
He seeks peace, but he cannot find it. And even when it's peacetime, Esau is always trying to think of some kind of way to cause war, destruction, and chaos. You know what I'm saying? If it's not a physical war, then he calls it mental war. You know, conflicts between each other. That's the nature of this individual.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the type of person that we're dealing with.
And see, you know, I'm gonna go a little deeper. You know, and you're right, brother. You're right. I'm gonna take it a little deeper. And what I mean by going a little deeper is, see, the reason why Esau do this, the things that he do, is because he's not of our genetic line. You see. Esau is not even from our genetic. He is not even considered a human.
Right.
You
right,
see what I'm saying?
Right.
Esau, if you read in Genesis, the Heavenly Father called him a beast.
A beast.
You see?
A beast.
He is called the beast because that's where he is.
Right.
His line extends from the Archons and Satan.
Right.
That's his line.
Right.
So that's why the Heavenly Father calls him that. You see, that's where he's from, and that's where he get his nature from.
Right.
See, it's in his nature to be as a wild beast, animal.
And also, the spirit of this Esau was created down here on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We was created from above. He was created. That's why he can't ascend above, because remember we were talking before about how when they made our bodies, the darkness the dark matter is actually melanin.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what the Edomites or the Gentiles is trying to figure out, the breakdown on the periodic table of how to make melanin, and they can't make it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, remember it say when the Archons got mad and they tried to eat up all the melanin?
Right,
and
right.
He said I had to turn them around,
right.
180 and 180 the same way,
right.
And then go back
right.
the other way.
60 degrees one way, 60 degrees the other way for 6 months
right.
at a time.
6 months. So they tried to eat up all the melanin. So they could make our bodies so we can come down on earth.
Right.
Melchizedek and Messiah. Stop that.
You right.
know what I'm saying? So actually, dark matter is melanin.
Right.
So Esau was not made of there with melanin. So that's why he can't go back up there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He's a beast of the earth. You know what I'm saying? Like the eternal Heavenly Father said, he told the fallen angels, this is your new home now. You can't come back up here. You know what I'm saying? And Esau is of that nature. So that's why. They cannot be of us in any way, shape, or fashion. Like you said, they what? Gentile mean what?
Beast.
Right.
Yeah, they beast.
Right.
Yeah. Now, see, you know what, too, brother? I've seen, too. Now, I've seen even today on different things I've found out. Now, there's a big business in melanin.
What?
Yeah. They,
what?
They actually,
yeah,
when, and I hate to say this, but when they ask you for, you know, Israelite body parts, you see,
on
their driver's license,
yeah.
Right? They ask you
for
the organ donor. See, they use your organs to make melanin.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see, so they can intake it,
yeah.
So they can be like you.
Right, right, right,
they
right.
trying to be like
right,
you.
Right,
you
right.
see, because they have a lack of
right.
melanin.
Right, and I be trying to tell people all the time. When you see them on the bio, it's a melatonin.
Right.
That's why black people never get, so-called black people never get melatonin.
Right.
Well, we produce our own melanin. But when they see melatonin in the Bible, they don't put it together. I've been telling quite a few people. I was telling this girl, she a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, yeah, we going over the pineal gland and the pituitary gland and the other gland. I forgot the other gland.
Mm-hmm.
But she was saying, and they said melatonin. I said, they told her another gland was the primary gland. I said, that's not the primary gland. I said, the primary gland is the pineal gland. I said, but all three of them work together.
Right.
I said, and they also produce melanin that's stored in the medulla oblongata.
Yeah, the medulla oblongata.
Yeah,
in the brain.
She said, melanin is not melatonin. I said, well, what is melatonin in there? What's in melatonin?
Right.
I said, melanin.
Right.
She said, I didn't even know that. The teacher never told us that. I'm not saying he ain't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You think he gonna tell you that you greater than him?
Mm-hmm.
You produce the most potent chemical on the earth,
right.
But he can't do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like you said, melanin is the most precious source on on this earth that women are trying to make. And that's why, like you said, they take your skin off your body.
Yep.
Dry it out.
Mm-hmm.
Chop it up, grind it up, and they use it to make melanin. And they give the best to the least.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And see, here's the another thing that, you know, that we know. See, the Eternal Heavenly Father, when he made melanin, if that's why they say melanin is in space.
Right.
In the upper eons.
Right.
Because, and then they say the melanin is alive.
Right. It's alive.
It's alive. Right. Because, see, we were made up of
that pre-mortal substance.
You got it, brother. You see?
That pre-mortal substance.
Right.
That made our body.
Right.
That is the substance that was already, well, it don't go into detail in certain books.
Right.
It was created, but it would say it was already there laying dormant.
Dormant, right.
Waiting to be used.
Right.
To create the source.
And the reason I said that, because we know the Eternal Heavenly Father had made melanin long time before the earth was even thought of.
Remember they said in the pyramids, they was finding the melanin on the floor, and it was wondering what that black substance was.
Right, and they didn't know what it was.
They were wondering how the Egyptians got it.
Right. And see, you know, this is, you know, we're talking about different pseudepigraphic books and things that we read. So I want
to
kind of
go
too far. I want to come back to our audience. And again, since I'm coming back to our audience, if there's anybody out here listening to us and can perceive what we're saying, you can actually give us a call. All open lines are open at 845-241-9966. Again, that's 845-241-9966. Okay. Now, also, you know what, brother, it's another thing that when you talk about our restoration, right, a lot of even our nation don't know the blessings that we used to have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I forget the scripture you spoke about, and the Eternal Heavenly Father would not dwell with us for a little while longer, you know, being though we was going to lose the different spiritual things and powers that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can go back in the book of Joshua. Now, if you ever look in or read in the book of Joshua and you speak about the powers that Joseph's sons have, one of his sons could run as fast as the wind, and he can run over top of the wheat without the wheat even bending, you know. And then another one of Joseph's sons was very strong. They said he had the power to take a boulder, throw it in one hand, throw it up in the air, catch it with the other hand, and then throw it back in the air and catch it back with the other hand, showing that our nation, when we're restored, not only are we going to be restored physically and spiritually, but we're going to have certain power that we can have, you know, that will actually rule over the nation.
Right.
See, we're given certain power that a lot of our nation don't even know about.
Right. And what my brother's saying is this. This is what he's saying. Okay, now that boulder he talking about was about 400 pounds.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Let's go and put the weight out there. You know what I'm saying? Let's put the weight out there.
Right.
He threw that boulder up with one hand.
Mm-hmm.
About 10, 20 feet in the air. Caught it with his other hand. And then put it between his leg, crushed it to small pebbles. You know what I'm saying? That's the power he's talking about. In the other one, Joseph's son, he ran across the wheat like lightning. That's
right.
Where you get flash from.
Right. That's where they got flash.
All
from.
The superheroes that you see on TV today.
Right.
They got them from Israel.
Yeah.
That's why I forgot the story, but remember when three men went up in the city and they killed 3,000 men?
Yes.
And then the movie 300.
Right.
That's talking about Abraham when they took Lot and all his family.
Yep.
And Abraham got 300 of his best men. Remember when they said the ones that lick water like dogs?
Right.
Take them out of here.
Right.
The ones with a couple in their hands. That's in the Bible.
Right.
You know, get them men and let's go and get Lot. Now, my brother, my Lot, get them back.
Right.
And they went there and killed 300,000 men.
And that just shows you, see, we had the Heavenly Father when he was dwelling with us in that time.
Right.
We had power.
Right.
Now, how do you think Moses and Aaron and them could go up? Remember, when they said when they got to this city, they were giants. They were like grasshoppers. How do you think they can go up into a city and slaughter a whole nation of giants and kill them and not one of them die?
Right.
See,
not one man. Right.
So that shows you that the Heavenly Father had restored a certain amount of power was given to our nation.
Mm-hmm.
And when we restore, we're going to get that power back.
Right.
You see, he's going to dwell with us again.
Right.
You see, he's going to dwell with his children again.
And actually, like the scripture said, did he say he's going to increase that power?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. And see, you know why he's going to increase that power? The reason he's going to increase that power is because now you have more evil,
wickedness
right on the earth.
Because
and it takes more power to deal with them.
Spiritual instincts.
Yes. Yes. And that's why, you know, the Heavenly Father said the power that he's going to give us has never been on this planet again.
Man.
It's never. Now, when I think of that, the first one I think of is Messiah.
Right.
Because, you know, Messiah had power out of this world.
Right.
Messiah walked on water.
Right.
Messiah floated in the sky.
Right.
Messiah did turn water to wine. He done magnificent things, raised the dead.
Right.
But we know that the Heavenly Father is going to give us even more power.
Right.
Not that, I always like to say, it's not that we're greater than Messiah.
Right.
But it's that it requires more power because we're dealing with more wicked entities, more people, more everything.
But even like you said, brother,
mm-hmm.
now he even say he's going to increase Messiah's power too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying?
Because remember we read, I forgot, what was it, Enoch?
Right.
One of them, when it said he's going to give him
one portion. One portion,
yeah.
Which is 1% of his power.
Right, right. And that's a, not
and
the
you
other
know,
man, that's not like nothing.
But brother, you know how much power that
right,
is?
That's a lot of power.
Even through that power he gave Messiah,
right.
When Messiah distributed that portion of power to us, he's talking, and still you talk about power that never been on this earth, and that's 1% of the power that he's given Messiah. So you know how much power he sees. See, the scripture sometimes don't give you the real picture, the big picture.
It ain't downplayed
what's coming, right?
But I'll let you know, it's gonna be double H E double L up on this piece, man.
Yes, you know, and it that's why, you know, you have to sometimes, you know, sit down and meditate on what you're reading, and because when the Shekinah is with you, it'll help you to get the real understanding of this picture. You know, you'll get a full understanding of it. And you know,
well, real quick, brother, when you say Shekinah, I want you to explain.
Okay.
Because when you just bucking out with you bucking out Shekinah on these people, they're like, who is she?
So when I speak of she, the Shekinah, I'm talking about the spirit, you know, and you got to forgive me. Sometimes, brother, we so used to talking in light that sometimes we have to come back down to earth and say, okay, so our audience can get an understanding of what we're talking about.
But like your brother said, we talking in light over here.
Right.
So you need to understand the lingo that
right.
we use.
And not to be brag, I'm saying this in a humble way.
Right.
So you know, so when we say Shekinah, we're talking about the spirit.
We're talking about the Holy Spirit. Yes.
You know, that's what we meant by, you know, Shekinah. So anyway, you know, I want to get back to something that's going to occur too, that the Heavenly Father speaks about. And that's in Numbers 35:33. Okay. And it says, and it reads like this in Numbers 35:33. It says, so ye shall not pollute the land wherein ye are, for blood is defileth the land, and the land cannot be cleansed of the blood that is shed therein, but by the blood of him that shed it. So the reason I read that scripture is because we know that Esau and the other nations is the one that's shedding the blood.
Right.
Majority Esau. So the Heavenly Father said the land can't be cleansed until the ones that shed the blood be shed.
Right.
Helping us to appreciate that the Heavenly Father and Messiah is going to shed their blood, and that's how we're going to cleanse the land.
Right.
You know, but he has to shed their blood first.
Right.
For
right.
the lands to be cleansed, right?
Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna add another pretext to what my brother just said about the blood shed upon the earth. Now, when you read that precept, you know it can be vague, you know, because you be like, well, you be all over the place thinking about history like that. A lot of the bloodshed on the earth. You know, my aunt was there; she was killed too. Somebody eat a mite. We ain't talking about eating mites.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm gonna go into the Colburn Bible once again, and I'm in manuscript. Now, I'm going to read about the innocent blood, what
mm-hmm.
he is talking about.
Mm-hmm.
This is the host of heaven that's going to take care of the innocent blood.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm in manuscripts. I'm going to start in manuscripts chapter 3, verse 2. It say, manuscripts 3:3. It say, when Ray, oh, we got to go Mm-hmm. It says, when ages passed, certain laws operated upon the stars and in the heavens. It said there was changes there in movement and restlessness. They are no longer constant, and there is a great appearance redly in the skies. So what he's saying is, when these skies start turning redly, it's about to take due recompense about the innocent blood that shed upon the earth, and the people that shed the innocent blood, they about to be And then in manuscript 3:4, it say, when blood drops upon the earth, the destroyer will appear. And I'm going to just stop there, because it just goes back to what my brother just said.
Mm-hmm.
When innocent blood is shed upon the earth, it's saying the destroyer will appear. So that lets you know it's under a great eternal law.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Meaning it goes back to what you sow, you shall reap.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. And that's why, you see, it's so important to know these different aspects of what you're talking about. You see, because it's talking about that they have to be judged for judging us,
right,
our nation.
Right.
You know, they have to
wrongfully
judging our nation.
Right.
So they have to be judged righteously.
But
it's gonna be their blood this time.
Right.
You see, the eternal heavenly Father is not, and Messiah is gonna judge them under righteousness, but it's going to be their blood that's going to be judged on the land now.
Right.
Their blood is going to fill the land. You see?
You made an excellent point by saying that.
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead. I'm going to bring out the precept afterwards.
Okay.
And we'll bring that out.
Right. So, you know, so the Heavenly Forefather, you see, in this, the restoration and the judgment, you know, on our topic, you know, they it's like a two-edged sword.
Right.
You see, good for Jacob, bad for Esau.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So it's their turn to be punished.
Right.
You see, we done did our punishment and doing it now. You know, now when our time is up, it's going to be their turn. And see, this is why every time we read in the pseudepigraphal books, they try to soften their blow. You know, they try to make it, oh, well, you know, Messiah's coming back with flowers and, you know, and pom-poms and soft cookies and ice cream. You like my brother Yaquan like to say. And you're going to eat the cookies and ice cream and sit down and just keep eating.
Right. But it's going to be the stocking on the
feet. Right. It says, you know, it says when Messiah's garment is going to be bloody.
Right.
It says, it also speaks about when he's on the horse, the blood will be to the horse bridle. So it's telling you Messiah ain't coming back with no soft cookies, but Messiah's coming back with a sword long as the United States, and he's going to be getting busy, you see.
Right.
So they have a false pretense of what Messiah is going to be doing,
right,
you see. And I understand, because, you know, you don't want to, in your mind, like brothers always speak about, it's a mental illness in their head.
Right.
So they have to tell themselves that to soften their own blow.
Right.
I feel sorry for them.
Right.
So, but that's what it's got to be in their head. You know, actually, I don't feel sorry for them. Actually, this is what they deserve for doing this to my nation.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So that illness that they partake in their mind, now that's what they're dealing with. And this is why they do certain things, change certain scriptures. You know, we go to read the scriptures. What does this talk? Man, this ain't right.
Right.
And they try to mislead us in that aspect.
Right. Now, I'm going to read something out of 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. And this is going to show you what happened to us, that the eternal heavenly Father said it's righteous to pay back what happened to us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 4. It say, so that we ourselves glorify. Okay. So that we ourselves glorify in you. This is talking about Messiah and all the righteous angels above. Glorify in you in the churches of the eternal heavenly Father for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that ye endure. So that goes back, like he said, in Numbers 33, 35, 33. Those who shed innocent blood on the earth, the only way it can be cleansed is by those who shed the blood. Okay. Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5,
mm-hmm.
which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of the eternal Heavenly Father, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of the eternal Heavenly Father, by which ye also suffer. So what he's saying is he's going to use that as a witness against the Gentiles.
Mm-hmm.
6, seeing it is a righteous thing with the eternal Heavenly Father to recompense tribulation to those that trouble you.
Mm-hmm.
See that? So what he said is, what they did to us, it is righteous, like my brother just said,
mm-hmm.
to pay back what they have done unto us.
You're right, brother. And see, this is something that it really trips me out, right? When I watch on television, right, and I see, like, Israel, and they standing up there with the president, and they fighting hard to keep this reality going.
Right, right.
Just as hard as
right.
them.
Right.
You know, that throws me through a loop.
Right.
Because here, the Heavenly Eternal Heavenly Father tell you, this reality is not for you.
Right.
You see,
right.
it is not for you.
Right. Right.
You know, this is for Esau. This is their reality.
Yeah.
The new reality, the new program that I'm bringing is for you.
Right.
So how could you be fighting hard for this reality when the Heavenly Father is telling you it ain't for you in the first place,
well,
brother?
Hey, what it say? It say all that is born of Abraham
right.
is not of the chosen seed.
Right.
It is by election alone.
Right.
So I'm saying, so that's why you got some people that look like Israelites.
Right.
Aren't Israelites.
And actually is way farther from an Israelite than you can even spell
right.
it out.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, there's something else. You know, just like, you know, as you look at the vice president nominee, what's her name? Harris.
Yeah.
Kamala Harris. You know, now see, she can deceive our nation
mm-hmm.
thinking she's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now she'll play the role.
Right.
She'll do all of that.
Right.
And then she'll have the nation thinking that, oh, we want it here.
Right.
So now they're going to vote for
right.
it.
Right.
Not knowing the scripture, the Heavenly Father tell us, we must not vote for anybody
right.
that's not our nation.
Right. That's not our nation.
Right.
On top of us.
But you see how Esau do it.
Right.
They take somebody that look like us.
Right.
That's not us.
Right.
Deceive us.
Right.
And there they go.
Right.
Now we
right.
all in.
Right.
You see?
Right. Because her husband is a fake Jew.
He's
you know
an Amalek.
Right. And she went around acting like she's really helping Israel.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? To pretend Israel.
Right. And yet, if you read her record, you see they say in California, she put more Israelites
right.
in prison
right.
than all the
right.
other Edomite
right.
judges
right.
put together.
Right. Right.
I said,
right.
what?
Right.
So how
right.
you voting for somebody
right. Right.
like that?
Right there, let you know what
right.
her mindset is at.
Right. And see, it was funny, brother. I'm going to tell you a quick story. Last week, I had two Israelites, a sister and a man, come to my door, knock on my door, and say, you know, they knew my first and last name and everything. Hey, are you Mr. James Ross? Yeah, no. They were voters. They were, you know, trying to get you to vote.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because they get you to make
sure. Ready to get you, yeah, they, I don't know where they get it from. I know they got my information. And they said, well, yeah, I know you're not registered. You ready to vote? Brother, did I let them have it? I said, vote for who? For what? You mean to tell me I'm going to... I said to them, brother, and I'm trying to say it nice as we on air. I said, I will. Now, why would I vote for the same people that oppressed my forefathers and me today?
Right.
What sense do that make
right.
for me to vote for them?
Right.
And they said, well, oh, wow. You know, we didn't know you were so eminent about it. I said, eminent, you should be too.
Right. Right.
You should be agreeing
right.
with me.
Right.
You should be out working for these people. You're going against what the Heavenly Father told us.
Right.
Did you know that?
Right.
They had to back off. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bother
you. You have a good day.
Yeah, you have a good day. I'm out of here. But see, you know, it just shows you the ignorance of our people. That's why the Heavenly Father said
right.
our people die. They die because of lack of knowledge.
Knowledge, right.
You see, the ignorance.
And that's what another thing, too, I'm going to say, too, to add what you're saying is this.
Mm-hmm.
It shows you also how they soften up everything about the Bible to make it sound so spongy and
right.
pound cakey. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They don't know how rough and rugged. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a rough ride.
Right.
And they're going to be in for a loop because they're going to be taught of all this softness and easiness, and all you got to do is say Jesus and everything going to be all right. They're going to be sadly ashamed when they find out all what they've been lied about.
Right. And boy, they've been lied to a lot.
A lot.
You know, and we believe the lie. That's the sad part of it. You know, the 2/3 of our nation that will suffer the same punishment as Esau because they believe in the lie that Esau is telling them instead of listening to the truth that the our nation, the Hebrew Israelites, is trying to tell them,
right.
You know, but they reject it, you
right.
see.
And it go back to what you, I think you were saying last week, how
mm-hmm.
we don't look like those worldly prophets with the nice suits and
right.
nice hair and a nice car. They ain't trying to hear what we got to say.
Right. You know, because they use the prominence and distinguished
right.
gentlemen.
Right.
And, you know, and that's what Satan used.
Right.
You see,
right.
it's another trick the archons
right.
use
right.
to make them say, oh, look, they clean.
Right.
They look good. Yeah, that's the one to go with.
Right.
But yet, it's vice versa.
Right.
The Heavenly Father takes small things
right.
and makes small things
right.
big.
And also, go back
right.
to our Messiah. Remember it say Messiah in the Bible, his appearance was not it wasn't comely.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's like us. We not comely looking.
Right.
We just
right.
like regular looking, you know.
Right. As that's the Negroes.
Right.
I'm a listen to that Negro. Look how he
right.
look.
Look how he look. And
look how he dressed. Big beard.
I want you to hear him
right.
because of his look.
Right.
I'm proud of this man because he was paying his hands. I mean,
right.
I'm proud of this man.
right. And yet you found somebody straight to Guyana. You see? And I'm sorry, but it's just amazing,
yeah.
You know, because like it says, Esau is vital the mind
right.
of men.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So they know how to play on your intelligence
right.
and to make you to adapt what
that's
they want
gift.
You to
that
think.
That was a gift. They was given for us.
That's, right. that's what Satan gave.
That's
right?
why I say, man. Sometimes you can't be mad at his plan because he did a heck of a job.
Now you see why I say the Heavenly Father has his children.
Right.
And the archons got
right.
their
right.
children.
Right.
You see, and you can see the distinctive
right.
difference
right.
between the two.
Right.
You see,
right.
and again, you know, I just want to refer to our audience. If there's anybody out here and they feel this unction to give us a call and they feel it's something that's burning inside of them and they want to give us a call and discuss some of the things that we're talking about, you can call us back at 845-241-9966. Again, that's 845-241-9966. And yeah, brother, so you know, it's a lot of interesting things that we see in the restoration and judgment. I'm gonna tell you another thing that I found that was interesting too. Like when you speak of, you know, our restoration, right?
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of something too. You know, it reminds me of how when we were in the Garden of Eden with Adam,
mm-hmm.
you see, when he was in the Garthia,
mm-hmm.
you know, he was a certain size.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Garthia, it's not the same sun that we have here.
Right.
And Garthia has a different sun.
Right.
So in the Garthia, the sun replenished them.
Right.
That's why they were giants, big, strong, ate well.
Never aged. Yeah.
Right. Never aged and never got sick. And see, that's what we're going to be returned back to in our restoration and
right.
being restored.
Right.
You know, we're going to be able to, you know, return back to that figure that we was.
That premortal man.
And on top of that, you see, the sun, like you said, that we see now, it actually worked against us. This sun strengthened our bodies so that the nations could rule over us.
Right.
That was the only way the Heavenly right. Father could do it.
And the keys tell
right.
you that.
And the keys tell you that. Right. So we had to be shrunken. And the air and the atmosphere changed,
mm-hmm.
and the soil and the land, all that was changed just so they can rule over us. But we know that, you know, now since we are entering the prominent times that our restoration is coming about, so we're about to see big changes. But the problem is, do our nation know that what's coming? Like we talk about planet hell. See, when we think about not Nauru or Nibiru,
mm-hmm.
Planet X, Planet Hell, call it what you want, the Frightener, you know, we should have the understanding that It's only here for us. Mm-hmm. It's here to mm-hmm. help us. Mm-hmm. We should be jumping to joy, mm-hmm. even though it's going to tear up, mm-hmm. you know. But we should be jumping because that's the Heavenly Father letting us know He is restoring us.
Right. And He's coming back to help us.
And He's coming
and
back
to help
us.
That's why the Gentiles,
right.
they talk about, I'm going to just say it for everybody know what we're talking about. They talk about Planet X on the barrel so vaguely. Oh, we know it's a comet coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to bring destruction. And they just stay right there with that vagueness.
Right.
They don't tell you that thing came in Egypt, you know what I'm saying, and it helped Israel, you know. They don't tell you none of that. That thing is coming back for our restoration.
Right.
If you don't believe our restoration, and that, this is an excellent point you made, brother,
right.
about Planet X.
Mm-hmm.
Because when Planet X returns, it mm-hmm. lets you know that our salvation is nigh.
Right.
That's why it said, look up at the heaven at the sun, moon, and stars, that shall give you signs
right.
when your restoration is nigh. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? When you see Planet X, you should be like, oh, shoot.
Right.
We're about to be restored, brother.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right. And that's why in Solomon, in the wisdom of Solomon, it says the strangeness of our salvation. Because our salvation is so strange. It's only strange when you don't know what's taking place. See, that's what makes it strange.
Right.
You see?
Right.
Now, you know, it's a lot of things going on.
Well, actually, going to be some strange
stuff. There's going to be some strange stuff coming down, too.
Right.
So that makes it strange, too.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that our nation don't understand it.
Right.
They think, oh, doom and right. destruction. Yeah, doom and destruction for the nation.
Right.
But for you, right. it's a restoration. Now, I know the Heavenly Father is going to release these, you know, gases and,
right.
and demons and,
right.
you know, wicked angels that's going to come and tear up. But it's only for to judge the nation.
Right.
Because if you doing what you're supposed to do, and serving the eternal Heavenly Father Messiah,
mm-hmm.
then you don't have to worry about that.
Right.
The Heavenly Father guarantees us
right.
He will protect us
right. Right.
at all times.
Right. And I'm going to add on to what he just said.
Mm-hmm.
This. Now, when he talk, now, I know we talk a lot about Israel being restored. But see, this is for all people.
Mm-hmm.
Any nation you from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was reading when it said in the Koran Bible, when it said, if anybody doing the righteous deed, and the righteous works, it said, the eternal Father said, that is adequate enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, but it's an order to everything.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, if you're doing righteous deeds and
mm-hmm.
righteous works, meaning like when we was in slavery and those Edomites took us in their homes and
mm-hmm.
kept us, put their life at risk
mm-hmm.
to save us on the Underground Railroad, those was righteous deeds and
mm-hmm.
righteous works. And the eternal Father said, that's righteous, that's adequate enough for me
mm-hmm.
to let you be stored up and saved in these in the time of calamity.
Mm-hmm.
So that I want to, like I said, I want to put that out to let you know. As scriptures say,
mm-hmm.
anybody that calls on the name of the eternal Heavenly Father shall be saved.
Right.
And you know, if you're doing the works and the deeds, you
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? Because it's different for each people what your works and deeds are.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as you're doing righteous works and deeds, you shall be saved.
Right. And you're right, brother, because the scriptures also say that they shall cling to you. When he's talking to the other nations,
right.
that can be the other nations
mm-hmm.
clinging to us, and we will accept that in. And the scriptures also say they'll be our hands and servants and maidservants.
Right.
They'll be happy to
right.
be your
right.
maidservants
right.
and handmaids
right.
because, see, they'll see the destruction
right.
that's coming upon
right.
the other nations.
Right.
You see,
right.
and they will want to
right. Right.
Be in the kingdom with us and serve us,
right.
you know, which that's what their whole purpose anyway.
The
Heavenly Father
creation
created
anyway.
Them anyway
right.
to serve us. So the Heavenly Father
right, right.
is putting things back in order.
Right, 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 right.
But yeah, time
went.
Yeah.
Hey, you ain't getting to nothing yet.
Well,
right?
we want to thank you again, you know, and give thanks to our eternal Heavenly Father and Messiah for giving us the whereabout to do another fantastic show like today, and we pray that it's still in the Heavenly Father's will. We'll be back next week to do another show. You know, and you know, we just thank you for joining us, you know, because it is a privilege to be able to minister to our nation and to be able to talk to our nation about some of these mysteries and hidden things. So that's going to conclude our show for today. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And my name is Adir Bay Israel.
And I want to thank you once again. And like I said, hopefully If it's the will of the Heavenly Father, we'll see you next week. And on that note, shalom.
Shalom.
That time went crazy. That time.